June meeting of the City of Aiken Design Review Board. We appreciate your participation in this process, in which our board attempts to assist property owners in making improvements to property that is either in a historic district or an overlay district. And if you're not familiar with the process, we will, as the other board members are reviewing the minutes, and shortly we'll have a motion on the minutes for last month, but our secretary, Mr. Glenn, Ryan Glenn, will read these applications in order. I think there's probably just one tonight. Then after he reads that, then we'll ask someone to come to this center lectern and give your name and address. And then if you have anything else you want to add, you're welcome to add it. Or if you'd just be available for questions, then we'll proceed with our consideration of the application and the vote. But the first thing we'll do, though, is to see if we would have to get a motion on the minutes for May.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the pre-meeting and the regular meeting for May as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second to approve the work session and regular meeting of May 2nd. All in favor, raise your right hand. Minutes are approved. Thank you. And then, we could ask our acting secretary to begin with this first application.
All right. The one and only application this evening is, this is under item 3, new business, under the Historic Overlay District, application CERH 17-035. Property site is 232 Greenville Street Northwest. The applicant is proposing an accessory apartment of approximately 646 square feet in the rear yard it's an adaptive reuse of a single-family residence on the site, used now by a nonprofit. It's zoned for office uses. The primary structure was built around 1900 and is a contributing structure to the overlay district. And the cottage would be built, the cottage-style apartment would be built in the rear yard, generally northeast of the primary residence, and would be partially visible from the Greenville right-of-way, primarily as you look down the driveway, the existing driveway of the primary residence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Now, if one of you would be so kind as to approach our lectern and just for the record, state your name and your address.
Yes, sir. My name's Anthony Caraway. You want my personal address or this address?
No, your personal address.
Personal address is 5440 Barrington Farms Drive, Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm here as the representative for Lisa Tindall, which represents Nurture Home for the building of this cottage.
Good. Okay. Anything that you care to add?
I don't think so. I think pretty much what's in the application is explanatory. It is complementary to the existing dwelling that's there. Will be similar materials, and I think also will help be appeasing to the eye once constructed in the rear. Not an unwanted dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see if we have any other questions from our board members. You can stand by there. Do you all have any questions?
I do. Mm-hmm. So when I just drove by the house today, and it looked like it had a standing seam roof on it.
It does.
An old metal roof.
And so the new house is going to match that or is it going to have asphalt shingles?
The new house would, the plan was right now, have asphalt shingles.
Okay.
Most of the materials for this project are being donated, even though we are managing what types of materials go into the home.
Well, I was just curious on your notes. It says asphalt-based shingles to match existing, and I wasn't sure what it was matching.
There's an existing storage, like storage unit there, or not storage, just a little small shed. So that has asphalt shingles on it, isn't that correct? And so we would tend to use the materials that are already being used on site.
The vinyl single hung windows, do you plan to do anything that's applying exterior grids permanently applied to the window in order to get the true divided light or the simulated divided light?
Simulated divided light dividers in between the insulated panes of the windows.
How about the outside of the glass?
The outside of glass, no. The plan right now is not to have dividers.
But do you know we normally require that?
Yes, sir. No.
Okay.
Is there any reason you can't do the divided light that we normally do?
For the exterior grid divided light, it would depend on what we could get donated, but I guess we could put that in the budget if that was a contention of approval.
Is there that much difference in the cost?
I imagine it is a difference in cost.
Yeah. Yes.
It's still a simulated divider. It's just really they glue on a button on the outside.
Yeah, it's just that the button's on the outside versus being on the inside of the window.
Most of the time, your vinyl windows are made to slide very closely to each other, which leaves no room for anything to be attached outside. So I think that would cause a problem. But anyway, I don't know that we have to have it in this case, or certainly worth talking about.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? One comment I had was what impact it would have on your budget to have 9-foot ceilings.
It would not impact the budget very much, other than at some point, it's a pretty small structure to begin with. It would just be whatever the reference is, and then the actual dimensions of the wall versus the overhang, we may have to do some change in there just to make sure that the dimensions in reference to each other look correct. But it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would. It's sort of a giveaway to build something in a historic district that's got 8-foot ceilings and that sort of says this is new. And typically these, it is typical to have little outbuildings, around the larger ones, but they would normally have a 9-foot or 10, but if that would be something that might be helpful and maybe more so than the mutton bar, maybe as a trade-off to the mutton bars. I don't know. I think it would change the appearance, and you can see it through that drive. Okay. Well, we'll see what we.
Also noticed your exterior gray paint to match existing structure or soft gray with white trim. Have you decided, or are you leaving that open? Or
I think that's a little bit open because it is a committee helping with this, and of course Lisa would have some weigh in on how the structure matched what the existing looked like. The intention there was to make sure that you guys knew we would use something comparable to what was existing to the home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
Just a philosophic question. Why would you have your egress out of the bedroom rather than the study?
You do have a front and rear egress on there.
Yeah, no, I know you do. I'm just saying, why do you have it out of the bedroom rather than the study? It's just
I think it's just a matter of the way it was kind of drawn out as a rear access and then a forward access coming into the living area.
That gets into the.
I mean, both those rooms in the rear, both of those are bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have? Is that some kind of requirement you have to escape out of there, or
as far as having a door in the rear?
Yeah,
I think it was just having accessibility to get out the back. Originally, when it was drawn in, one of the windows did not meet egress, and so the door was put there just never.
Oh.
Just didn't have to be removed. But you do have an egress requirement for windows in an enclosed bedroom.
And the study has it.
Yeah.
Those windows probably should have it.
All windows now meet egress.
Yeah, the windows.
Because you call the second bedroom a study? Is that how you got that?
No.
Because it looks like the same size.
I think the windows meet that. I think they meet that.
The 3 foot wide or plenty wide.
It's I think they meet it.
In a short window.
Yeah, it has to have 5.7 clear square feet of egress when the window's in the operable position.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think this would be in our jurisdiction, but I might question the door into the bedroom.
Okay.
You know, for security.
That's my thought.
Okay. Do y'all have any problems having the secondary door? No. Problems removing that door if that's.
I'm saying that
yeah, even for somebody staying there, being concerned about having a door coming into their room, you know.
In case of fire, you'd use a window. I mean,
as long as the windows meet egress.
That's right. Yeah,
it'd be fine.
Okay. All righty, well, we'll excuse you, and we're going to, I think probably everybody here is with you, but we still need to ask if anyone would like to speak. In addition to the applicant, either for or against to the proposal, you're welcome to come.
You need,
yeah, if you'll just get it on the recording system.
So I'm Lisa Tindall, the Executive Director at Mental Health America of Aiken County, so over Nurture Home. My home address is 1056 Bradley Mill Road, Aiken, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share that Mr. Carraway's been involved with Nurture Home for years and years. He's a member of the Project Vision team that comes every year for United Way. And so what they do every year is maintain the stability and structure of Nurture Home, but what we're doing is we're trying to make sure we're cohesive with the color, such as this past year Project Vision came and fixed our porch that had, you know, constantly needed repair, the front porch. Well, this year they fixed it lasting, and now they've painted it for us a nice complementary color of gray.
Mm-hmm.
So we love pretty things. We want the cottage to look like the house. We want it to give the same feel as the house. So we appreciate y'all taking the time to hear from us.
Yeah.
Thanks
for bringing it in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other, if you want to have a motion, and then we can discuss a little more if need be. Anyone?
I'll make a motion that we approve the request as written.
With the 9 foot ceilings?
With the set for the 9 foot ceilings, yeah.
With the what?
With the change for the 9 foot ceilings.
Oh,
the zoning
okay.
change.
Okay.
Second.
All right. And then giving them the option to delete the door in the bedroom if they wanted, I think. That way, if somebody inspects it, they'll
add that to the motion. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now, do we have a? Were you a second?
Well, I had a couple of concerns, you know, that we brought up during the meeting, the interview. But the, you know, I think given the nature of the work you guys are trying to do here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and trying to help the community,
mm-hmm.
that. I think a little bit of leeway is warranted in this case.
I think you can make a case that it's far enough back. It's not the main residence, right. The main structure, which would be 20, 30 feet from the street, but it's back there. Now, you do see the profile of it a little bit more. So if they're willing to consider, you know, increasing the scale of it, I think that'd make it fit maybe a little better. All right. Now we had a motion, a second. We have some discussion. And all in favor of the motion as amended, raise your right hand. All righty. You all are approved.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I think that's the end of our agenda for tonight. And so we will adjourn our meeting.